Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming in Madison, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Some news from Michigan. Republican Party co-chair, somebody named Michonne Maddock, has admitted, has publicly stated now, that it was Donald Trump personally who encouraged the fake electors in Michigan. There's 16 of them. We have 10 electors. Why is that? Michigan has six more congressional seats than we do. It's a bigger state. So the reason we have 10 electors is eight of them are represent our congressional seats, and two are for our senators. So we have 10. Michigan has 16. That means two for their senators, and they have 14 congressional seats. Trump himself encouraged the fake electors. They were guided in how to get into the Capitol. Some states require the vote to be in the Capitol, not all states. Michigan's one, and here in Wisconsin, we always elect them in the Capitol. Well, how do you get in the Capitol? We have an open door policy in our Capitol, but some states don't, and especially during the election of the electors, these yahoos show up at a door. They say, let us in. The guy goes, well, who are you? They go, we're the electors. And he says, I know you're not. The electors are inside getting themselves elected right now. And they go, oh no, we're it. And he turns them away. By the way, Biden won Michigan by 150,000 votes. 150,000 votes. In 2016, Trump beat Hillary Clinton by only 10,000 votes. 10,000 votes. Now, 15 times more was Biden's margin. Hillary Clinton didn't go around sucking her thumb and going, oh, I think there was a fraud in that election. She didn't say that. Al Gore in Florida in the year 2000 supposedly lost Florida by a little over 500 votes out of millions cast. And the U.S. Supreme Court, the Republican majority, shut down the recount. And that was when they had the hanging chads. That's when they deliberately did the ballot in the Miami area so that it looked like you were voting for Al Gore, but in fact, you were voting for other candidates, Buchanan in particular. A lot of old folks, Democrats, whom Buchanan had insulted, thought they were voting for Al Gore and they voted for Buchanan. Anyway, the counting of the votes was shut down by the U.S. Supreme Court. What did Al Gore do? Now, that was one where Al Gore would have legitimately and could have legitimately said to the Senate and the Congress, this is fraudulent. As a result, we got George W. Bush. We got very lax supervision of our airports. Jihadists then attacked New York. We then invaded Afghanistan to clean out Al-Qaeda. But then he invaded Iraq, lying about weapons of mass destruction. Then we had an economic meltdown in 02. We had an economic meltdown in 08. This is what we get out of Republican. That was one where there was, if not, there was certainly fraud in how the ballots were presented in Florida, but you at least get a recount. You know how many recounts Trump has had? Now over 80 judges weighed in. It was recounted in Georgia so many times, they finally did it by hand. They had individuals counting all the votes by hand again. And in Wisconsin, it got recounted and audited several times, and then Trump paid for recount in the three biggest Democratic vote counties, Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown, and Biden came out winning a couple hundred more votes than he had before. And the clown then goes to this loser Republican Party co-chairman, said, yeah, it looks like I won by 150,000, but that's a fraud. We won massively. Go to the Capitol, lie about being an elector, and send your electoral things off, your certification off to the Senate. And he came out and flat out admitted this. Meshon Maddock, a bad guy, somehow coughed it up. He coughed it up and he said that's what happened. Doesn't surprise me, but you know, one of the things that does surprise me is why there's continued discussion over whether there's, quote, enough, quote, evidence, end quote, to criminally charge Trump. I mean, come on, there are dead bodies all over the place. You know, I like spy comedies. They're very funny. Johnny English, I've mentioned that before. Johnny English is this obtuse spy, sort of an Inspector Clouseau type of guy. You know, he'll be sitting at a card table in a casino. Guy next to him gets shot by a silencer. His head pitches on the table, and Johnny English doesn't even notice. He's out golfing. There's a guy in the foursome off to the side. He gets plugged down. He goes. Johnny English doesn't notice. Hey, the guys are getting plugged all over the place here. Trump calls the Secretary of State of Georgia, says there'll be criminal consequences if you don't forge 11,000, you know, 580 votes. He calls up the Republican chairman of Michigan and says, I don't care if I lost by 150,000. You go up there and say you're an elector. And now what? Trump won't testify. Okay. Okay. What do you expect? He'd have to take the fifth. He's not even going to show up. What are you waiting for? And the answer is, well, we're a little concerned because why? Well, because he did it so publicly, a lot of folks are going to say, well, if it was all that illegal, he wouldn't have done it that publicly. Sociopaths do things like this. They do things like this. They will commit a crime publicly. Then they can't go around and say, well, yeah, but I did it publicly. Now, here's the deal. You are not privileged to commit a felony just because you did it publicly. I mean, you can't walk into a gas station, shoot the clerk, rob the till, and then say, hey, I knew I was on camera. I hung around. Yeah, I did it. Okay, is that a defense? No, you'd be in the hoosegow immediately. But what's been done here is even more serious. I shouldn't say more serious, because these poor clerks are subject to violence all the time. But it's a different kind of crime, and it has more insidious impacts on our democracy. So this is not Hillary Clinton winning by or losing by 10,000 votes in Michigan. This is not Al Gore losing by, quote, by 580 votes when a Republican Supreme Court, to benefit the Republican Party, stopped the recounting of the votes. Who the hell are they to stop the recounting? They should sit back and let all the data come in. To even stop the process was anti-democratic. That's how the Republicans use the Supreme Court. But the fact is that in both of those cases, people accepted it, didn't like it. What's to accept in 150,000? How bad a candidate are you? You lose Michigan by 150,000 votes when you won it by 10,000 the previous time? You did a bad job. You sold us out to Putin. You attacked our CIA and the FBI. You try to break up NATO. You're trying to break up the EU. You're doing Putin's work. People in Michigan and a lot of other things didn't like that. You're no good. Get out of here. And the clown has personally recruited fake electors. He is responsible for that, and that's another criminal offense. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.